Welcome to Home Space and Reason, a podcast about creating a home that thrives.
Hi there, I'm Christina Browning, your host.
If you know your home could be so much more than it is, I discuss home functionality, aesthetics, and automation. I'm a realtor in Portland, Oregon, and a home functionality coach. I geek out on every subject imaginable regarding your home and yard, challenging you to think of your space differently to get the most out of every square foot. I pose questions for you to think through about your space and your reason. This podcast is all positive, offering you virtual fist bumps and celebrating every win. Remember, there's no such thing as perfect, but you can still aim for your best. Follow along on social media under the handle Space and Reason. In this episode, let's discuss you. I want you to imagine a world where maybe you live next door to your best friend, or work next door to one another. There are some circumstances that allow you to enjoy a nice short visit every day. Maybe it's a phone call check-in every night after dinner. Whatever sits well with you. Whatever you can imagine for yourself. Now, here's the caveat. This isn't a real person. It's not someone you currently know. It's the ideal advice giver, supporter, and confidant. This friend sees all the good attributes you possess. They root for you and encourage you. They want you to be healthy and happy and successful. Imagine that friend sitting next to you right now. What advice would they give you? If you share with them all of your current circumstances, what would this person advise you to do for your financial situation right now? What would they advise you to do for your mental health situation today? What would you think they would tell you to do in the category of growth? Aiming for you to be the best version of yourself. When I do this exercise myself, the gal would tell me to make time for that precious pedicure I've been wanting because I keep putting it off with an overly busy work schedule. I hear them tell me to keep up with my gym routine because it helps me to live a better quality of life and for longer. She also tells me to stop pumping the brakes in some way and not let fear hold me back. I'm guilty of that. Get real quiet and sit with this idea. What is your best friend telling you? Mine is telling me that I need to start prioritizing what is most important in my work and letting the small stuff fall off. Go big or go home. What do you need to hear from someone that wants nothing but the best for you? Sometimes we internally know what we need to hear, what we need to do, but can't take action on it until we hear it confirmed from someone externally. And if no one says these things to us, we pass on it as if it's crazy for some reason. Who is with you when you wake up in the morning 100% of the time? It's you. So I want to suggest that your very first best friend is you, the most present and consistent person in your life. It's you. I like the quote, "Excuses make today easy, but tomorrow harder. Discipline makes today hard, but tomorrow easier." Now, at first blush, it kind of sucks. But if you think of yourself as your own best friend and listen again in a different way, "I'm going to be a good friend to myself and do the thing for myself that I won't want to do tomorrow. It's kind of the same thing. I value my future self, how she feels, and what her tomorrow is like. I want her to be proud of me today and the choices I made. I'm gonna finish a project for her that I've been putting off for a very long time. I know she's gonna feel lighter when this project is done. This way of thinking can impact how you feel and function in your home. Your best friend might tell you that scrubbing the shower isn't the best way to spend your time anymore. You maybe make enough money that if you can afford a housekeeper, just to handle the deep cleaning once a month, it would free up time in this other area to move yourself forward by doing what? Exploring that art you've wanted to try? Psychotherapist Carissa Karner has a fantastic TEDx talk about how to be your own best friend, to listen to yourself, trust yourself, and forgive yourself. I'll link it in the podcast notes. When we intentionally put a habit in place that solves an ongoing problem in our home, like downloading an app that works with our smart home system to make our grocery list creation easier every single day, every week, every month, throughout the whole year, that all sounds like something your best friend would want for you, no? But maybe it's something you would put off today. But your best friend would recommend you just do it because it will help you every single day onward. Being your own best friend might mean prepping the coffee for yourself as a new habit the night before you go to bed so your mornings feel like a slow, easy gift. You probably spend more time in your home than anywhere else in the world, so being good to yourself within that space can drastically change how it functions. A friend would want you to figure out how to get that automation going so you don't have to always do that thing that could be happening automatically. That friend would buy you a robot that sweeps your hardwoods twice a week so you don't even have to think about it. Buy that floor sweeping, mopping robot for yourself because a good friend would do that. It drastically eliminates the weekly drudgery of cleaning, and being in a home that doesn't have crumbs on the floor is far more pleasant to be in barefoot. Self-compassion within your home might tweak your decision-making. And now let's take a few minutes for some questions. Grab a pen and some paper. Question number one, what would your friend recommend that you do to cut down on your daily mental load? You have too many things coming at you from every direction. What is something you could do to address this proactively? What can I automate? Question number two. What sucks up time so often or creates angst within the walls of your home right now? And what would this best friend recommend that you do about it? Because I'm going to guess you might already have some answers for yourself. Question number three, are you spending a lot of time looking for stuff? Maybe it's one particular thing or one set of things you consistently misplace similar things. If so, let's tackle that from two sides. First, you might work on paring things down. Gift forward duplicates. Avoid buying stuff when you're out in the world just because it's cute so that you can slow or stop your accumulation of stuff. If you don't have room for it, don't buy it. Getting rid of things in a sustainable way without putting them in a landfill takes effort and intention. Accumulating less then means your future self has less to gift forward. The other way to look at it is there a pattern with what is getting misplaced? perhaps creating a space for that item for it to always live is what you can think about tackling next. A little organization can go a long way, but not until you get rid of excess. Realizing your friend would really love a garden bed full of tulips this spring can be motivation to get out in the rain this fall and get those bulbs in the ground, even though it's something that doesn't sound super fun right now. She would love those solid yellow tulips that match her yellow front door, wouldn't she? Go do that for her. Give her the delights she deserves by being a good friend. Be a good friend and fill the gas tank the night before so your future self won't have to rush out the door early in the morning. I find it so interesting when I think of myself as my own best friend, how it shifts the feeling of doing some tasks and makes them more of an honor to do for my future self, less drudgery. Who do you know that might enjoy this podcast, maybe this particular episode? Help me spread the word. If you have feedback or have an idea for a future episode, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email at Christina with a K at spaceandreason.com. If you enjoy this content and you'd like more of it, you can subscribe to my newsletter, Little Bits. It's all about home functionality with a short video and a thought for you to think through about your space and your reason. I'll put a link in the podcast notes. In episode 2, I talk about some of the history of homes, which informs how we live today. As recently as 1940, nearly half of the houses in this country lacked plumbed hot water, a bathtub, or a shower. That was my own mother's home as a young child. Over a third of houses didn't have a flush toilet. As late as 1960, over 25% of houses in 16 of the United States didn't have complete plumbing facilities. For real. Jump over to episode 2 if you haven't yet listened and geek out with me on the history of homes. When I created this podcast, I wrote it with the intent that it can be built on itself, which is why I don't do any one topic twice. So if you haven't started from the beginning, I invite you to. If you happen to know someone in the market to buy or sell in the greater metro Portland, Oregon area, kindly send them my way. The finest compliment I could receive is the confidence of your referral. I have gift certificates available for home functionality coaching. Sometimes we aren't quick to spend money on ourselves, but now you can ask for a coaching session. It's also a wonderful gift for someone who's just bought their first home. Head over to my website, spaceandreason.com, and click on the Imagine link. Thanks for sitting in on this conversation about creating a home that thrives. I'll meet you back here for the next episode.